At Daleville Christian Church, we believe it's important that you know what you believe. Be able to claim it, be able to state it. And so each worship service, we have an affirmation of faith taken from God's Word. And the affirmation is from John's Gospel, the first chapter, the first five verses, and then the 14th verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life has the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The reading from God's Word, the lesson, is from Matthew's Gospel in the 10th chapter, verses 28 through 31, where Jesus is teaching. And Jesus says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." May the Lord add His blessing to this reading of His holy word. Today's message is a topic I have wanted to teach a whole Bible class on. The topic is nature, or the natural world of the Bible, the plants, the animals, the geography. However, the materials I thought I needed or required to teach the class that I had in mind were not easy to come by. And the natural world of the Bible is a very broad topic. I've narrowed it down for the sermons and even narrowed it more for these sermonettes. Now, here's one reason I love this topic. I've spoken many times about difficulties in translation of some words. I've mentioned times when the New International Version, which is the version we have in our pew, I mention when I think it's done a good job translating a word or phrase, and other times I'll say, I think here the King James Version is on target with its translation. But when Jesus says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered, so don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows," these birds need no translation. You only need to know Jesus' teaching. Jesus is referring, and in this case you probably cannot translate this word sparrow incorrectly, it's a general term for small birds. These birds serve two functions in ancient Jewish society. First of all, they are food, and they are cheap food. These birds were a source of protein for the poor, who could afford little else. In addition, smaller birds, actually pigeons or doves, were the smallest animals allowed as acceptable sacrifice in the temple of the living God in the city of Jerusalem. Jesus' own mother and Joseph made an offering of two pigeons for Jesus' dedication at the temple when he was 8 days old. They fulfill the requirement of the Jewish law, and they are also the cheapest offering a person could make. It's an offering of the poor people, and Jesus' family makes this offering of two birds. Jesus is saying, if even cheap and inexpensive animals' lives are known to your Heavenly Father, are you not also known by your Heavenly Father? Jesus even observes, you are worth more than many of the sparrows, the cheap birds. There was a popular poster years ago that said, "I know I'm somebody because God don't make no junk." That poster gets at the gist of what Jesus is saying. You have value. And even more importantly, you have value to God, the living God, creator of the universe. There are other verses in the Bible that refer to animals, and the mention of these animals is for the purpose of understanding the teaching. The teaching about God, about us, and about our relationship with God. And I might mention, in our opening sentences we use in the service today, it was stated from Psalm 104, "The high mountains belong to the wild goats. The crags are a refuge for the hyrax." Since I've been working on this topic, I know what a hyrax is. But at the moment, we're talking about birds. As I mentioned, the word usually translated as sparrow is a general term for a small bird. However, in one of my favorite psalms, I know pastors probably should not have favorite Bible verses, like the members of their churches, pastors should love all equally. But in one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 84, we find mention, a particular mention of a type of bird. So the first four verses of Psalm 84, "How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you." Again, the general term for a small bird is mentioned in the psalm about the temple of the living God in the city of Jerusalem. Here is meant the temple that Solomon himself had constructed. It is described as lovely. And the psalmist describes his own yearning, a desire from his heart to be in the temple courts. The writer suggests some envy for the birds that live at the temple. The bird, the swallow that the psalmist mentions, is what we know as the barn swallow. It is the most widespread species of swallow in the world, found in Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Americas. There are six subspecies of barn swallow. One of them is a Mediterranean variety, which is known by its orange, even chestnut-colored body. The barn swallow is a bird of open country that normally uses man-made structures to breed. It builds a cup nest from mud pellets in barns or similar structures, even the great Solomon's temple in Jerusalem. The psalm states, "Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you." You have value to our Lord. You have value to our God. And your praise to God is also worthwhile to God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, Lord, ever singing your praise. Amen.